Welcome to another edition of the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show. I am your host, Dougie Almeida, fresh back from the West Coast and Vegas. And I got all new equipment here. I'm spending all kinds of money. Seems travel fucked up one of my cords. Great day either way, although I may sound a little chucky. I'm here with my good friend and fellow comedian, Trix. And actor, comedian, Anthony Rogers. What's up, buddy?
Hey, how you doing, man? Thanks for having me on again.
Absolutely. This is your second time on the show. And Trix, you were supposed to be on. You've been on a couple different podcasts with me, so I've lost count.
No, I did this one before.
We did this one?
Zoom one? Me and Jerry, I want to say Jerry. You know the dude, eccentric dude with the long hair?
Jeffrey Epstein.
Welcome to the topic.
Yeah. It was like a comedy enthusiast. I don't know.
Yeah, he's a writer. He's a writer, comedy guy. He's known everybody. And he's a good friend of mine. I'm blanking out. Have you ever done that on stage? You guys ever like hosted a show or have to introduce somebody and then you even know the person and you're like somebody fucked up one of my intros this week in Vegas. And it was like, and here's a good friend of mine. He's so funny. He's originally from Queens, New York. Here's my good friend, Dougie.
Well, they did you a favor. Now you know he's not your good friend.
That's one of the topics we're going to talk about today, haters and shit. Everybody's got them.
Yeah. You
know, Trix knows I got them because he's witnessed.
I have them. I have so many.
Yeah. Anthony, do you have any haters?
Yeah. I ran for Congress as a Republican in a Democratic district, so I have a lot of death threats and shit.
is that what goes down? Like you run for Congress and then people threaten to kill you for real? Like that's
pretty much without even knowing you. Yeah, that's probably the most extreme example. But I think I pissed a lot of people off like last week too. Probably it just was something separate. You know, like that's like less though. I think the Congress thing was bigger.
Crazy.
I think
that's crazy.
They'd be like, threaten you.
I put up a post. I shouldn't have put the post up, but you know, sometimes you get like, I don't know if you're drinking or whatever, you get in your feeling, or you look at something on Instagram and it triggered me. I don't know. I got so mad because, I'm the first guy. Like if I know you were friends, I have no problem helping comics, you know, but Doug, I don't know if you get this right where, you know, these guys hit you up constantly, like throughout the year. And that's the only time they ever hit you is if like, okay, I'm coming to Vegas. Yo, can you help me get this and this. And then they get to Vegas and like you don't even know they're here until like you look at Instagram or something and you find out they're there. So I put up a post saying, look, man, if you're that type of person, then like just keep that same energy. And I must have gotten like maybe five comics who just ended our friendships. And I, and the funny thing is I was very general what I said. I didn't name names. I didn't even hint to anybody. So, you know, if it doesn't pertain to you, obviously you're not gonna care.
Well, that's the funny thing about that type of comic, Trix, is there's a lot of people that are going, is he talking about me? You know what I mean?
One of them threatened like he wants to fight me. And I was just like, hey, look, man, I go, dude, I'm old. You know, I don't.
Oh, yeah.
We're not in high school. And to be honest with you, like, well, thank you for letting me know we're not really friends because me and my friends don't end friendship over petty things. Yeah. Secondly, if somebody put up a post about like a pedophile or a rapist, I'm not going to chime in because it doesn't pertain to me. So if you're really that mad, then clearly you're one of those people that maybe not do it to me, but you do it to other people or something along those lines. And I was just like, I couldn't believe how many people got. So I took it down because it was causing like mass hysteria. And I was just like, man, we have a very fickle business.
I two parts of that. Yeah, I agree. That always happens. Like I posted them to be at a certain club and then like I'll get like 8 or 10 messages. Hey, you mind talking to the club owner about me? I'm like, well, dude, I can't go to the club owner with a list of people. Hey, all these people, you know, want to come here work. You know, so, and I have to be selective. It'd be something, like you said, if it's somebody who's like reached out to me, hey, how you doing? How's it been? How's the move going? You know what I mean? That's the person I'm going to think about. You know, like you said, true friends, right? Like people that are really around.
I'm very, here's my thing, man. Like I respect what you did because you came, you were coming to the World Series, right? And you knew you were coming here for a certain amount of time. And what you did is you just you made sure you got like your stage time, and you made sure you connected with whoever you needed to connect with, and you got stage time that way, right? Where you right. did the work. You know what I mean? You did the work. Comics don't do that. They just want, you know, a lot of people like things to be handed to them, and it's like they want you to kind of get everything for them. So they have like these lists of shows to do when they get here. And it's like, you know what? If you're a good friend and I can help you, I will do that for you. Because those people also hit me up when they land. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like they're like, hey, I'm in town, man. Let's go grab a drink or something, you know? Thanks for helping me get all the stage time, whatever. But I'm just talking about the guys that just never contact you at all.
Right.
Until they need something. And some of these guys you don't even know. Like some of these guys, I've never had a conversation with them ever. And it's like, you know, but you know, they talk to other comics. Oh, you're going to Vegas? Yeah, Trix lives out there. Why don't you hit him up? And it's like these strangers hit you up and you're like, hey man, I'm so and so, and I'm friends with so and so. And that person told me to hit you up and bug you for stage time. I'm like, what?
I love when somebody like that reaches out to you and they're like, hey buddy. I'm like, buddy, what
the fuck are you? But the thing is, again, you know, I'm pretty good with helping. Like I know how hard it is to get stage time, you know what I'm saying? And I know that life has a very weird way of working. So you may need that in the future, right? So I'm never mean to any of those people, you know what I'm saying? But I got in my feelings that night and I put it up. And the post really, in hindsight, the post really shouldn't even have went up. I shouldn't even have put it up, to be honest.
Well, it's weird when you say, like when I read it, that's what I thought. I go, well, I know I'm posting, I'm going to be there, and I'm friends with Trix, and I haven't asked if he wanted to go out to lunch or anything, you know?
It's like, no. But the difference between you, Dougie, is when you got here, like you've never really hit me up and been like, look, I'm coming to Vegas. Can you do this for me? Can you do this for me? You're pretty good at like coming here and kind of, because me and you are like, we're grown. We're not kids. So you come here and you'll talk to whoever you need to talk to, and you get your own stage time. I saw how many shows you did, and I was like, this guy did more shows than people who work here, like people who live here. He got more stage time than them because you did the work. And I wasn't talking about like people like you. I'm talking about guys who just literally don't contact you until they see you like post where you're gonna be.
And I love when you have friends that reach out to you and they do that small talk first, and then they go, oh, by the way. You know, it's all their club. Well,
I was actually going to ask you guys if you had any work for me. That's why I'm on here. I'm glad we got to this point.
Well, like, okay, is it Alex? Is this your name?
My name's Anthony.
Anthony, so you're an actor, right?
Okay. Sometimes.
So let's say, you know, like obviously if it hasn't happened yet, it's going to happen where you're just getting like, you're just killing auditions and you're just going to be like in a string of shit and people are going to see that. And then wouldn't it bother you like some no name guy who just hits you up out of nowhere is like, hey man, I'm an actor and I saw you're going to be in, you know, the new Avengers. I was wondering if you could just, talk to the casting agent, please, or the director.
I trade a lot of work though, man. I like network a lot and stuff, I feel like. So like it depends on the, because like I don't get emotional about them. I don't view like a lot of my employees or my coworkers as like friends really, you know. I have like a lot of like childhood friends I've had for like 10 years or 20 years now, I guess. I'm old, I forgot. Yeah, probably a long time. Like a lot of these guys, I trade work all the time with people. I mean, I may become friends with them after working with them, but like I don't just assume they're my friend. Like I just kind of just like, I mean, I'll be nice to everybody and cordial to everybody, but like, I mean, there's certain people, like no one's gonna be as good of a friend as somebody I grew up with and hung out for 20 years, you know. It's just like we just have common goals. Like, you know, I'll trade out if like some people want a fucking show here, I'll trade them with shows, you know what I mean? It just depends on what's going on. I trade movie ideas or whatever. It's just, it depends. If I don't hear their ideas, I just won't listen to them. I won't answer them, you know. But I mean, if every once in a while someone's got some good shit going, you guys are like minds are in the comedy thing, so it's like, you know, it's just the same thing, you know. If like you guys ask for your sign, probably more responsive is like just because you guys are in the game, you know.
Well, I think that's what
trading is different, right? Like,
trading
is very different, right? Because you guys are giving each other something, whereas you know, a person just comes and just kind of does this.
Panhandles, yeah. No, I hate the panhandlers for sure. And I see that a lot in film. I hate the people that like pretend they do it, like the open mic night guys and shit. I did it like an open mic night and like roasted these people really bad. They like said my name wrong, like, but it was like on a list in front of them. It wasn't like Trix, you said it wrong, but like my name's not in front of you. You mean like you literally had like a list with like my name. It was like, it goes Anthony Keys, and my name's Anthony Rogers. And he goes, so I literally made fun of the guy for being illiterate for like half my set, and then fucking, and then roast all the other comedians for like using the same jokes over and over again. And that's like more my pet peeve. He's like, I'm like a perfectionist. I work really fucking hard and shit, and I hate seeing lazy people that just use the same fucking joke every time and fucking do like three open mics and tell everybody they're a comic, man. And I'm like, no, people think you're a comic because you're telling everybody, and you're not doing any of the work. Like you said, like, the work's the most important thing. It's like they didn't sacrifice anything for this shit, and you have to. There's a lot of sacrifice for this.
I think the three of us should make a proclamation right now. If you're an open mic comic and you are doing the same material you've been doing for the last 2.5-3 years, quit. Take up karaoke. take up karaoke. You know what I mean? Like
that's real though.
That's free up some space. You know? Yeah,
that's fucking real though.
I love the open micers who somehow have been blessed with a room. Like, you know, the guys who somehow they stumbled into opening a room, and, you know, and every now and then their room becomes a very popular room in the city. And that's like their biggest stage. They don't do anything else. They don't tour, they don't do club work, but they somehow stumbled upon this room that they run, and it becomes a staple in the city. And now they think they're God's gift to comedy, and they become gatekeepers, and they think they're like the be all end all of comedy because now they have some power of determining who gets to go on stage and whatnot.
That's what happens if you don't travel. Yeah, if you don't travel, it's easy to feel that way.
That's my favorite. Those are my favorite type of comics, like the ones who feel that because they have the ability to give you something that they
like. Gatekeepers.
They're my favorite ones.
I think it is about that. Like I've always been that. I've always been what's called a producer type situation. I very rarely worked where I punched a time clock. Yeah, I've always been the kind of guy that was producer. Like I earned, you know, I earned when I produced. You know what I mean? It's like if I didn't make money, I couldn't complain to somebody. It was all me. So that's why I always understood that. You know, you got to earn it. And some people, that's the way it is. You know, I'm like I know why I'm traveling all over the place. I know what my purpose is behind what I'm doing. You know, some people, like, you know, the book I'm writing, one of the chapters is not everybody can walk on the moon. You know, you know?
That's true. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like not every, like it, the worst part is the people that really want that and get like hateful about the people who have reached those levels, but just don't have the effort or the ability or the dedication. You know, there's some people just don't give a shit. Ah, I'm running open mic. I'll be able to have fun, socialize with it. My local
neighborhood. And that's cool. Yeah, it's like those guys who like drink beer one time and tell everybody they're Kurt Cobain. Like, I mean, like they're like in their garage playing guitar, don't do fucking shit. And they're like, I'm a rock star. You know, it's like I hate that shit because it makes us look stupid. It makes people that actually get shows and make people actually get work look stupid because like they think it's like the loud 19-year-old moron that does comic and all comics are broke now because he's broke. And it's just annoying. It just pisses me off, man. Like,
I try to be. Here's my thing. I try to be empathetic, right? Because we were all comics who started out, right? And we all had a realm in our career where we were trying to figure things out, right? You know, I've had my moments where I've sat there and I'm like, you know, you see other people doing, you know, awesome things. Like, you know, for example, when you start out, you wonder how to get in the clubs, right? How do you start touring clubs and blah, blah. And I'm like, but I've always admired the people that not only just ask questions, but they're not afraid to take like the L to make it happen in terms of flying yourself out to a place just to do a guest spot. Like I remember a certain comic in Toronto. He used to do that all the time. Like he would like spend money to go to these comedy clubs and just do guest spots. And at first I was like, yo, why are you doing that? Like you're coming out like $500 to $1,000 just so you can do 7 minutes. And I never forget that comic looked at me and goes, yeah, but you know what? I'm investing in myself because I know what I'm going to do in that 7 minutes of that guest spot. And I know it's going to lead to feature work and it's going to lead to headlining. So
I slept in my car and shit. I played that game. Like where you're just like, you're like just everywhere. And I slept, I had an SUV just for that reason where I just like, I'd fucking just smoke weed and before my set the whole time and then go crash somewhere after my set. Yeah. Just like in my car. Yeah, I know I've done that shit too. I mean, that's how you get the sacrifices get you there.
Exactly.
We actually mentioned that in the previous, I think it was maybe in the last podcast that, you know, I remember driving to Atlanta to Laughing Skull from South Florida just to do a spot to audition for the club.
Serious? And,
you know, yeah. I mean, shit, dude. I mean, I drove across South Florida to go to, you know, I'd laugh in, you know, me and Perry Sack, a buddy of mine, we drove over there just to do an audition for the club. And even this trip, you know, it's like all these gigs I took, you know, a lot of them, you know, really weren't paying. They were just spots, you know, or they were, but like, you know, who knows with all the spending and of course, the losses I suffered in the blackjack table at the Strat.
How much? First of all, you should never gamble at the Strat. That's number one. I could have told you that. Yeah, dude.
Dude, I almost killed one of the blackjack dealers. I swear to God, I was getting crushed, man. I was actually up $400 at one point. I'm getting crushed, and then this old Asian guy comes up, and his first fucking cards is blackjack. Oh, look at that! I'm like, you motherfucker. I even told myself, I'm never, ever, ever playing in this casino again.
Funny thing is, even before I moved to Vegas, I've never successfully won at the Strat ever. Not when it was the Stratosphere, not when it's the Strat. I've never, like, I think I had one night where we were playing craps and we did like super well and we just took the money and ran. And we never played there again. We know, you know.
I should have definitely ran after the second day. Speaking of the Strat, while I was there, somebody jumped off the top of the Stratosphere.
Yes, tower. I saw that in the news. I was like, what the hell? And I thought it was the controlled fall, like, you know, the one that you pay to do. I thought it was that.
It sounds like it was the blackjack dealer.
I pissed off Dougie. What am I going to do? They say he's dangerous. He's going to kill me.
You're like, well, I was going to kill him, but he ended up killing himself. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm glad it wasn't a comic who like thought they should have won in the World Series. Because they didn't advance. They just jumped.
It was some guy who was upset by Trix's post. God, he doesn't like me. What am I going
to
do?
I never said hi to Trix when I came.
Still one of the funniest moments in the movie is with Andrew Dice Clay and Ford Fairlane when he's falling off the building and let the girl screaming, ah! And he's like, my hair. That was a funny moment to me. Yeah, that was weird. The weird part was I just checked out. That was like Monday that week. I think I was checked out and it happened like a few hours after I left. And it was like, somebody witnesses the guy's head popped off when it landed. Can you imagine? Oh,
dude, like somebody put up a pretty mean, that's how I found out about it. Somebody put up a TikTok video. So it's still yellow taped off. And I guess you're right. Like I heard his head exploded. So there was like blood on, like, you know, the pillar where the sign is. So this TikTok guy is like, yeah, man, somebody jumped and he's like showing you. And he's like, yeah, look, that's where the blood, where he exploded. And I'm like, what kind of TikTok video is this? This is horrible. It's so mean.
But more heaven for me, I guess. Like,
yeah, one less guy in line. one less guy waiting for the pearly gates. This was my fucking trip for waiting, by the way. When I got into Phoenix, and I did Stir Crazy this weekend, set Friday when I flew in there, almost 2 hour wait for a rental car.
Oh my god. Like,
it's about it right.
Fucking line, like, what the fuck? And this, I have a bad back, and there's a chiropractor oddly enough behind me. He looks at me and goes, you're in back pain, right? I go,
yeah, I need one of those right now.
You know? Oh, yeah. And then, of course, the other thing was, what else we waited for? Hours. Oh, God, I don't even remember. But, geez, you know, it's like, oh, fucking waiting. The travel sucks. You know what I mean? It's just, that's what, but listen, we love what we do. That's what we do.
You're like 2 hours for rental cars is fucking Russia. Like it's like you have a badass perk, but you're like taking forever. It takes forever though. You're like,
oh, and then the worst, like I said, when I was flying back, I got to Phoenix airport early. I had a 6 a.m. flight and fucking the check bag. I had to check a bag, my merch bag. And it was like a long ass line. I'm like, I got to board in like 30 minutes. This is fucking crazy. Anyway, let me move on to another topic. Well, Facebook was offline all day. And this,
what are the internet comedians going to do? Oh, no.
It is a weird vibe. Like, you always go back, oh, it's off. And even Instagram, right? Something else, right? Trix was out.
WhatsApp was gone, too. WhatsApp hasn't even come back. Yeah, WhatsApp's still fucked up.
Yeah. Instagram came back after. But and this happened after a whistleblower. I don't know if you heard the story, but there was a whistleblower, this lady, Frances.
Let me guess. White woman.
Yes. Well, that's the white woman whistleblower. Her name was Frances. I thought I'd copy the rest of the name. She shares info about Facebook. They don't care about your feelings or anything. They're just all about the money. And
who doesn't know that? Wait, corporations don't have my best interest? Like, what the fuck?
No. Really?
This changes everything. Like, this changes.
So it's because of this lady I wasn't able to put up my really funny video today. I wasn't able to put my picture of my breakfast because of this fucking lady.
What? How dare she?
How dare she, bro?
The stock trouble today. It was amazing.
It went well down.
I don't know, but you know, it's like Facebook, you know, with all this shit, like there's just so much misinformation. Like I'll tie these things together. Like, okay. Like I know Trix, you were vaccinated because you're traveling back and forth to Canada. So you actually have to. I recently, there's a gig I love doing in the Bahamas that if I want to do it, I need to be vaccinated.
Which one is that though? Joker's Wild?
Yeah. So, you know, I'm like, now here's the thing I'm upset with. I get it. If somebody never had it, never been vaccinated, right? And somebody's upset, blah, blah, maybe they should get vaccinated, but I've had it. What I'm pissed off about is that they are not taking into account the people that have had it. So if I've had it, I actually have a bit more stronger immunity than those who have the vaccine because it's a natural development of the T-cell process, et cetera.
It's very mean that you say that, but it's very true, unfortunately.
It is. So the government needs to acknowledge that. And this fucking, listen, I don't want to get political on the show, but this government is as transparent as that fucking fake brick wall on fucking
vaccine. I actually like the brick wall. I'm about to say, dude. I was like, yo, I thought that was your crib, dude. That looks bad.
He's in a bunker.
What are you talking about?
He's so ill. Hater. But it's like, you know, let that fucking be known. There's like 20 million people, 30 million people in this country that had it. And there's probably about another 10 to 15, if not 20, that had it that never knew they had it. You know, so fucking lighten up. You know what I'm saying? It's like enough of this shit and this hatred to each other. It's just an issue. You know, it's like.
That's like divide and conquer bullshit. Like it's like annoying. I live in Missouri. Like thank God. Like it hasn't changed much at all. like nobody gives a fuck about this at all. Like I love it like a lot. Like I mean, like just nobody's died. Yeah, you know? I've done like nothing and I'm still alive. It's weird. You know, I haven't even tried to stay alive.
Missouri,
dude. And when I was in Vegas, I love the people in the casino with the mask over their face. You know, it's like over their mouth, not even their nose. You know, it's like why even have the fucking thing on? You know, it's like. Enough already with this horse shit. You know, it's ridiculous. And,
it's like I have to wear a mask before I go fuck this hooker and snort blow. I just want to be healthy, you know?
That is a bit of the hypocrisy we're seeing, right? The people that talk about, how dare you not get the vaccine? How dare they go eat a fucking thing of Hot Pockets? Yeah.
If you're worried about your health, don't go to Vegas. Like, if you're worried at all, like you're not, like the food's too fucking good. You buy alcohol 24/7. Like, it's a dangerous, you know, it's like, it's a dangerous thing for me, for the Irish, I think. I don't know.
To close this topic, could you guys do without Facebook? Could you live without it?
I got suspended. I can't even log on to Facebook right now.
I got to find out today, that's for sure.
Instagram sucks. I have a hell of people there, but like Facebook, like Instagram, I noticed because I do a lot of business on there, but like Facebook, I was like, I have like high school friends and like I can't even use that. I can't even talk to my high school friends. They banned me from that. like you can't talk to your high school friends on the internet. Like for some reason. I make fun of people too hard on there, I guess, for them.
Yeah, you got to be careful what you post, by the way, Trix. I mentioned this the other day, I posted a political post and I lost a particular comedy club owner unfriended me, I think, over the post.
I don't go political. I don't go political.
You can't right now.
Here's the thing. It's funny because Facebook, Instagram, WhatsApp, probably three of the most used mediums right now, besides TikTok maybe. You know, I know Twitter was like super happy because everybody was like, Twitter.
Finally.
Not about Twitter. But you know what? To be honest, so there was pros and cons for me. Like the pros was it's actually fucking amazing not looking at your phone for an hour. Like I forgot almost how that feels to not be staring at your phone, wondering who posted what just for that hour. I mean, what was it, 12 hours? But like I knew it was gone for like maybe three. But for an hour, it felt fucking awesome.
I actually did about 10 sit-ups. I had so much time that I
forgot. Productive, right? Super productive.
Yeah.
On the porn side, I mean, if you're, that's why I was making fun of the internet comics. I was like, if you're a content creator and like you make your money from, you know, Instagram, Facebook, whatever, then it was, you were probably shitting yourself.
It gave me a day off. I didn't have to answer any mail or anything. I'm like, hopefully it goes away forever. But if it doesn't, I have a couple people's emails and phone numbers, you know?
I have that dream, you know, I have that dream of like, what happens? Because I would almost love it, because social media is getting sensitive now. It's getting like to the point where they're you know, Instagram and Facebook, they're taking down videos and all this crap.
Yeah, you know? They're the moral high ground now.
Yeah, and I'm just like, you know what, man? What would it be like if we could just, you know, if we can just not have social media no more? I think that'd be amazing for comics, because now it's time to go back to funny now. Now it's time to go back to talented, you know? It's not about who has who, what followers and blue check marks. It's about who is actually talented, dude.
Showing up, being there and doing it, like in the fight game, like when I was a fighter, you know, people would talk shit outside the ring.
You fought? You know,
and you're like, yeah, I was a pro Muay Thai kickboxer, 10-0, man.
Well, I don't know.
Holy fuck.
I've been in the martial arts. I've been in like, I don't know, over 100, 120 of those Karate Kid type tournaments and shit.
Don't talk shit about Dougie. Let me write that down.
Yeah, take back what I said behind your back.
Just so you know, that post had nothing to do with you, Dougie. Please don't.
Okay, man. Glad you fucking cleared that up, because I was ready. No, I mean, listen, in my current standard, I have a hard time picking up a $20 bill off the floor with my bad back. So if you ever wanted to kick Dougie out of his ass, come and get me now while you have a chance.
All right, I take that back. Fuck you, Dougie. I gotta take you while you're weak, so you don't.
Honey, who booked me a ticket to fucking Missouri? But that's what would happen. People would talk shit. And, you know, even like, especially these karate guys and stuff. Like, I remember I was like younger in school, teenager, somebody said, yeah, I took karate. I'm like, yeah, but I've been fights, you know, we used to fight full combat classes and shit. So you get in there, it's like Mike Tyson said, everybody has a plan until they get punched in the face. Yeah, but that's like life. That's like a good analogy of life, because that's the way it is. A lot of people want to be comics. A lot of people want to be professional actors. A lot of people want to be on the limelight. They want to be bigger than everything else. But once they realize what it fucking takes, the effort it takes, it.
Our shit's not, people don't understand, like, this profession. I mean, you both know. Yo, I saw that thing with David Arnold. Did you see that thing with David Arnold when he called out that comic for stealing his joke, whatever? I mean, and he did it in a very classy way, but he said something where he was like, yo, this shit ain't for the weak, man. Like, this comedy game is really, like, you have to be mentally tough. Like, forget, you know, physical and all that stuff. Like, mentally, if you are a weak-minded type individual, you're not built for this shit, because between the rejection and you know, the creative process, and then having to deal with you know the haters, and then club bookers who don't want to book you because you for whatever reason, just all these things that could really mess with a person's mind. I don't know, man. It's not, if you're not built to take shit, then you can't do this.
Yeah, download DoorDash. Yeah, download DoorDash and like bring me some Taco Bell.
Tell me a joke. Get here.
Even DoorDash is mentally draining, bro.
No, I know. No, it is. I know. No, I actually respect DoorDash. Those are the people I see the most, probably.
He's growing fond of them. Well, it's funny you bring up people that don't put in the effort, like don't have the guts. But here's some people that have guts. People that live next to a volcano. You know, there's a volcano on the island of Las Palmas in the Canary Islands, Spanish owned islands off the coast of Africa. And there's an old conspiracy theory that says a major tsunami can hit the eastern border of the United States. There's a huge, that where the Palmas, that thing is active. That, if you watch now, it's active now. It's getting even more active. If that thing really blew, it would blow half the island into the ocean. That movement of water would wipe out most of Florida on the East Coast, well into the, even get across the, across.
How would you want to live next to a volcano?
Well, that's my thing. I mean, it's beautiful. You're in the island of, you know, Isle of Palmas, and, you know, the Canary Islands and shit. They're beautiful, but it's a fucking volcano. I mean, you know, it's like every day is great, but like, hey, how's your day? Oh, I don't know. My flowers aren't growing as well as like. Oh,
I wouldn't even want to live in the. I wouldn't even want to live in the hills. Like even like as beautiful as like when you walk like when you're in California or LA or whatever, and you see like the houses in the hills. Yeah, it looks dope from a landscape perspective, but like, I'm sorry, man. First natural disaster, that's your ass. Like I don't want to live anywhere near a situation where a natural disaster can take out my house. So as cool as mountains are, I know mountains are nice to look at, but they hurt, bro, if they land in your house, you know? Oh, I'm not living beside a volcano. I don't care how cool the volcano is. Why on earth would you want to live beside one, ever?
I just never. Don't get it.
At least man up and live inside the volcano.
Yeah, have some balls.
Go all in, bro. Go all in.
Hey, you got a fucking AC unit in here? It's hot as fucking balls in your place, bro.
I agree with Anthony, dude. If you're gonna go dangerously, then go all in, bro. Don't be That's a
right.
pussy.
Build a place right there where the lava flows.
Don't be a pussy, man. Get in there.
That's so fucking funny, dude. All right. Well, here's some things you need to know. You guys can comment if you want. But Russia launches from its ballistic missile from its submarine, a supersonic missile.
Wait a minute. Russia starting shit again? Oh, yeah, shit.
Well, I don't want to say it has to do with the Muppet that's in office. But, yeah, they're showing their force. Russia launches supersonic missile from sub, the first time ever.
Yeah, we're really close to World War III, probably. It's not looking good. It's not looking good at all. And we have a guy who can't even complete a fucking sentence with the launch code, so it's not looking...
Tell him stop falling asleep in interviews, bro.
Oh, no, I know. It's embarrassing. It's embarrassing. I'm like, oh, my God. Well, the best thing is, like, America's, like, strong and tough and shit. But like the fake-ass leaders aren't, though, you know? Like the people like us would just beat... I mean, just beat the fuck... If Russia came over, I'd beat the fuck out of them. I'd probably pray first, apologize a little bit for my soul and shit. But, like, I would fucking steamroll these motherfuckers. Anybody who came over here in America, I think, personally. Our leaders are weak, you know? And that's what makes us look weak.
Dude, I'm just getting rocky.
Yeah, no. there's
he's the only guy I saw. He's the only guy I saw beat one up. So,
Russian ads in Russia. A friend of mine, he's a soccer buddy of mine in Russia. They're running ads about the United States, how they're all pussies and fags. Oh, you know, they're like, you know, it's like, oh, they're letting transgenders come into the military. They're letting, you know, this and that. And they got all these huge Russian dudes, 6'9", you know, fucking Drago motherfuckers.
Wasn't Drago a transgender? I'm pretty sure he was.
Yeah, he had a big clit, I think.
I'm pretty sure that was Bridget Nielsen playing two roles.
He was. That was the worst Russian.
Go back and look at the clip.
That was the worst Russian accent. Just because Sylvester Stallone's banging her, do you really have to have her in the movie?
I was like, she's a pretty big fighter. I was like, she looks great. Like, she looks great when she's sitting like Sharon Stone in the audience. How'd they get her in the ring, too? Then I found out it was Dolph Lundgren. I was like, oh, fuck, that's a dude? Jesus.
Yeah, that's funny. The second thing you need to know, over 55 Chinese warplanes flew over Taiwanese airspace. That's where people are predicting World War III will begin in the United States. And again, China doesn't give a fuck. You know, Xi Jinping has Biden in his fucking pocket.
I'm not saying anything because I don't want to get like Saturday Night Live and they come back to this podcast and then I lose everything. I'm not, you're not going to Shane Gillis me, buddy.
Yeah, they hate the truth.
I love everyone.
All right, well, I'll move on to the next subject. I think you could And the last thing you need to know, that due to the shortage of truck drivers in this country, high schools now are training 18-year-olds to drive 18-wheelers. So if you thought the road was unsafe before, 18, hey, man, check it out, dude. 18.
I thought we were getting ready to pass the bill where 18-year-olds can drive regular cars. Now we're going to put them in big ones? That's nice. That's good. That's good to hear.
That's what we need, a guy who's got these popping pimples and trying to get laid every minute to be behind the wheel of an 18-wheeler. Those are the things you need to know on the show. And let's go on to the news as a joke. Now, this is where, you know, we have stories that I brought up, and you guys can make fun of them. You can.
That was a joke, Dougie, what you just told us about the 18-wheeler. Especially the ones who are into, like, Fast and Furious franchise. Come on. Please don't do that to us.
Yeah. An 18-wheeler drifting down the fucking highway.
the last thing we need. One guy thinks he's Vin Diesel. I don't need that shit, bro.
Hey, get on top of the rig and jump onto the other one, dude.
I mean,
dude, Vin Diesel looks like Uncle Fester now. It's hilarious. They're on like Fast and Furious like 38. Like, it's like fucking weird.
Isn't it funny how, like, I was watching, I think it came on television, like Fast and Furious 1 and 2. And I'm like, this movie was strictly about like car racing. And now they're off agents. I'm like, they're driving in space. Like, what are we doing? Enough. Wrestlers are the villains in every movie now. First The Rock, now John Cena. Who's next, bro?
Yeah, it's like, can we make a good movie? Like, can we make an original thought?
Anthony, you should do what we need to do. Professional comics are now secret agents.
Some of them are.
Probably some are feds, man, I imagine. Yeah.
Some of them are double agents. So you got to be careful.
Well, wasn't there like an old conspiracy theory that Chuck Barris, the guy who used to host the Gong Show, was actually a CIA agent? There was a movie.
I bet most television is at this point, man. Like, most of these guys, Anderson Cooper, all these people. I bet a lot of these people are like CIA.
There are some comics who are agents to a degree. I call them open micers, and you know who they are.
Here's our first story in the news. Is a joke. Drunk Turkish man joined search party to look for himself.
I want to know what cocktail he had, because that sounds delicious. Where you are so fucked up that you start to look for you.
Yeah.
I want that drink immediately.
Yeah. That's a good point. That's a great point.
I want that drink immediately.
The guy's like, who are we looking for? Let me see a picture. Oh, he looks kind of familiar.
If you find out, if you get intel on the drink, they need to start putting it in all comedy clubs.
Yes. Kuala Lumpur, September 30th, a drunk Turkish man spent hours joining a search and rescue party that was raised to find him.
So he so I don't know who's more dumb, him or the search party.
Yeah. I haven't seen him. I don't know where the fuck he is.
If you're walking, if the person you're looking for is walking among you and you don't know, then everybody had that drink, which makes me want it more.
Yeah. People looking in the bushes. Hey, man, does this look like him?
Danny with lanterns. Danny. Danny.
Hey, dude, hold this lantern. Okay.
That's hilarious.
Jeez, that's fucking great. See what I'm saying?
Well, did he find himself at least?
What was the ultimate thing that happened here?
In his defense, Anthony, a lot of people are trying to find themselves. he just did it the literal way. And
yeah.
God bless him.
He then joined the group and inadvertently started to look for himself in the woods with the search party. He only realized they were looking for him when one of the rescues called out his name and responded.
It's like Marco Polo. Milhouse, what?
You know what, though? What would make this even more glorious is if his name was Marco. That would be amazing. If all those guys are like, Marco, and one asshole's like, Polo, just for
exactly. Yeah, it's unclear. He was rescue workers then gave him a lift home and collected the reward money. there you go. We found the fucker.
Did he pay them? Like, did they pick him up, drive him home, and then he turns around and goes, okay, here's $1,000.
Yeah, his family, we were looking for him.
Finding me? Oh, that's
funny. When he got there, he's like, I found myself. Special ops troops hunkered down in California airport after a nighttime ninja attack. This is a great story. There was these troops in California based in a certain area, just watching out, and some fucking guy in a ninja outfit slashed the fuck out of one of them. The guy ran for his life, and he got.
Was that an airport? Was that an airport?
A sword wielding man dressed as a ninja attacks several special operations soldiers. I wonder if that means special. who were training at a California airport, reportedly forcing them to shelter in a hangar.
Maybe the ninjas thought they worked with Spirit Airlines, and he was mad.
Yeah. there were a bunch of people talking about mask mandates and shit.
He lost his bag, or they took him off the flight because he didn't have a mask, and he just said, you know what? I'm with the ninja on that one.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, listen, if you guys are on a flight and a fracas broke out, would you guys participate or just film it?
seen it. I've already seen how many mask fights that I did not film. I have been on flights where, you know, like a woman is sitting there. But sometimes it's, you know what's true, though? Sometimes it's the airline's fault, because I saw a situation where the woman, like, okay, she had it like, you know, her nose was showing. So the flight attendant was like, I know, fucking horrible. Super spreader is what
killer.
I called her.
Fucking killer. So, sure.
So the flight attendant just says, hey, can you mind, you got to put it above your nose. And she did it. And then they kicked her off the flight. And she's kind of like, what did I do? Like, you told me to put it up. And I put it up. What's the problem? So it was a big thing. And they ended up kicking her off her flight.
That's insane. Like midair?
She complied to me.
they gave her a Mary Poppins parasol.
Get the fuck off the plane.
She complied too late, apparently. It was stupid.
That's really stupid. Well, nuts. Well, Fauci's Lord, so he makes all the rules now.
Hey, man.
He's an Illuminati pawn, by the way, so we all know. The soldiers were redacted. The staff sergeant was sitting outside. Whatever. So let's see. I don't think they ever caught the ninja. The ninja was never caught, by the way. He fucking
was he a turtle?
Yeah.
These are very key things. Did he have a shell?
They say the ninja's name was Donatello, and he had a big ugly rat walking with him. Next show. I could have easily died, said a woman who's wedgie from wearing a pair of short Daisy Duke shorts. I sent her to the hospital. And, you know, when you read that, you think this girl's got a nasty coochie. You know, she's got all that shit pressed up.
That's a horny pair of shorts, bro. How far did it go up there? That's serious. For it to be newsworthy, it has to be a hell of a wedge.
Well, when she farted, she whistled the Andy Griffith Show theme. Sam, a 25-year-old from North Carolina, didn't expect any possible side effects when she decided to wear some high-cut shorts. She ended up developing a septic infection because of the skin rash.
What kind of shorts was she? What the hell, bro? How does that even happen? You're not supposed to get infection from your clothes. So that tells me a lot of things. Nasty coochie from day one. Okay. Yeah. I've had many wedgies, and I promise you, I have zero infections. So if you got a wedgie so bad that it infected you, chances are that infection was there.
Yeah, but I'm guessing there was some nastiness in that undercarriage. You know what I mean? It just couldn't be from the pressure. She must have had some nasty caking down there, you know, or some shit.
I blame Tide Pods. You know, let's go back to the days of doing laundry with the Tide powder. I think it's the pods that did it.
Have you ever gone down there on a woman and realized it was really bad and pulled away? Have you ever had one of those moments?
Absolutely. You see the size of his nose? I know that before. That's why all you guys who make fun of my nose, I'm like, this thing serves purpose.
I've had X-Men power.
Buddy, that did happen to me once, and I'm not a nice guy when that happens, because women are mean to us if that happens, you know. So I went down there, and I want to say it was a combination of hot dog water and sweat, and I just came right back up. It's like, what's wrong? And I'm like, I'm sorry, man.
It's time to go.
You knew I was coming. You had time to shower.
That happened one time with a stripper, and I was so happy we were getting there, and you know, moved everything aside.
A stripper though, bro.
Yeah, but it smelled so nice when she was on stage. I mean, shit, you know. I mean, it was a deal breaker. Like I was like coming in for a landing, and all of a sudden, I'm like, you know, abort.
You're right, Drix.
You're right, by the way, real quick. You're right, because it upsets you. You're like, what the fuck? Like, you know, this is it. Deal breaker. We're done.
Have you ever been on a plane where it's landing and then it goes back up because I guess something happened where they have to go right back up? That's exactly what you look like when you were coming in. You're like, nope. And then you went right back
up. Abort. Abort.
We can't land here.
Our last story of the day. 15-year-old teen gets USB cable stuck inside his genitals trying to measure his penis.
That's why it's so crazy.
Anthony, I think you take that one. That is
I don't even know. I can't even. That threw me off. I don't know where to start on that. That was like ridiculous.
Please, like, fucking, okay. I know this doesn't matter.
How do you measure it? Like, how did that didn't even go together? How do you measure it by sticking it in your? What the fuck happened? Like, so what? Like, what exactly happened?
What measurement do you get from a USB cable?
You may get USB cable in a package, but that doesn't mean you have to or should put the cable inside your package, meaning your penis. Like, you stuck it. I never thought my penis hole looked like a USB port. did you ever mistake your penis hole for a USB port?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. No.
I mean, everybody measures their penis, right? I remember the first time as a kid I measured it.
With these things called rulers or
mouth. Or I mean, mouth.
This is, you know what, this is how sad the young generation is, that they don't even know what a fucking ruler is or a measuring tape. They try to measure their penises with a USB cable.
If that's the real reason, do you think that's like just his like terrible excuse when he got caught? He's like, man, I need to go somewhere. I was just trying to measure it. You know, was that like an excuse? Because I don't know.
I wonder if he had help from the Geek Squad.
Where's the drum? Like, you need the.
Yeah, no, it just show up. You're like, oh, we've dealt this before.
Boom. You need the rim shot.
Although the USB stands for Universal Serial Bus, and Universal seems to be implied everywhere, there are limits to where you can put the USB cable. For example, it typically should not go in your spaghetti. Instead, people tend to use USB, blah, blah, blah. Bullshit nonsense. Who wrote this? Nonetheless, the saga described in the case, the report began when the teen decided to insert the USB cable into his penis via his urethra.
Oh,
and then, you know, I get mad when my doctor tries to stick that Q-tip into my fucking penis to get a culture or whatever. Oh,
tell me, painful. Please tell me that the boy was white. just for my personal sanity.
Well, if he was black, he would be able to just pull it out. I mean, you know, white guy, he'd get a little dick.
If it was a black kid, it would have been more than a USB cable.
he stuck a fire hose in his cock.
That's an extension cord. Easy.
Begs follow-up question, what the heck he did. Rather than responsible, like naturally, of course, he did. Well, the teen eventually told doctors he did to measure the length of his penis, triggering a sexual curiosity. But let's not go ahead of ourselves.
What sexual curiosity do you have where you need to stick cables in your penis? What, like, I don't even understand that fetish.
Maybe his fetish is going to the emergency room.
Yeah. That reminds me of Rich Voss's joke. Rich Voss, they were telling the story about a guy who got caught putting a live eel in his ass. And so he goes, if that happened to me, I would have to break my arm first before I went to the hospital. So I need you to check out my arm. Oh, by the way, while I'm here, I think there's an eel in my ass. you know, who knows? Maybe the guy has a new app on his phone. If he plugs the USB into his cock, he can like self, you know, he could hook a download, a, you know, some sex stuff, you know, online sex, who knows? All I know is that kid's probably somebody who sent you a message, Trix, to ask you for stage time somewhere.
I give it to him. You know what? If he hit me up, I'm helping him because I want to hear the story. And I want
to – You're like, do the trick.
as a comic, I would give him multiple stage time so that I can hear the joke progress.
Yeah.
I want to hear him layer it, you know?
Now the kid calls his dick 2.0.
Come on!
Well, everybody, that's all we have time for here on the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show. I want to thank my guests today, Trix and Anthony Rogers. Thank you so much, gentlemen, for being on the show.
Thank you, man. Thank you, big fan.
And Anthony, what's coming up? Any projects? Anything you want to share with us? Where we should find you?
No, they should just start the episode over again and listen to it. Like, I got nothing.
There you go.
Okay.
How about you, Trix?
Got Reno coming up. Reno and then shows in Vegas. And then I'm actually working with Rich Voss, actually, at Brad Garrett's end of the month.
Oh, awesome.
So, I mean, I haven't worked with him before, so it should be fun.
Yeah, tell him I said hi. We're good friends. Yeah, we're good friends.
Okay, cool.
Here's my impression of Rich Voss.
Let's do it.
That's it.
Did you do that?
You share telling this story. One of the funniest lines when I worked with him one time, some 50-something-year-old yoga chick was like being loud and stuff in the audience. You know, and Rich Voss like, you aren't that hot. You aren't that fucking hot. He goes, I would step over your naked body to blow the corpse of Freddie Mercury. Everybody went nuts, man. So be sure to tell him I said hi. I will be in Fort Myers this Thursday through Saturday at the comedy cafe in Fort Myers, opening for Sean.
Yeah.
Very fun room. And this Wednesday I'm gonna be at Gatsby's in Fort Lauderdale as I go back to Florida to get another adjustment for my other chiropractor.
Are you in Florida now?
No, I'm in South Carolina. I just got home yesterday
That's right, you moved. I forgot. You moved to South Carolina.
Love it, dude. It's heaven on earth here in Greenville. And a lot of friends are moving here. But anyway, don't forget to follow our show on Twitter at Wake Up Dougie. Follow us on Instagram at the Wake Up Baby Dougie Show. You can follow me on Instagram at Dougie Dangerous. And because some asshole kicked me off Twitter, find me at Twitter and TikTok at Funny Fiduciary. I have to have two things. But other than that, gentlemen, thanks so much for being on. God bless everybody.
Thank you. God bless you, man. Appreciate it.
And we'll be back next week at an all-new show. Take care.
Much love.
Wake up!